Thank you, Mr. Henderson, and good morning to everybody here and all those that are, hopefully everybody's hooked up on the internet. There's some from Africa and the Philippines, maybe not from the Philippines. And welcome to everybody. It is really wonderful to be here. And there's lots of people here that I haven't met, but trying to meet some of them. Hopefully we get to meet everybody before the feast's over. Mr. Armstrong always used to open up with, why are we here? And I'd sort of like to use sort of that same thing, probably in a different angle, hopefully. But why are we here? I entitled this sermonette, Obedience. And we are here, are we not, to be obedient to God's way? We are here to learn. God said that we should be here at this feast to rejoice. And if we're obedient, we will rejoice, won't we? We should be smiling. We should be learning to get along with each other. And I'd like to look back into the Old Testament as an example, and I think hopefully it's a good example for today for us to, with Mr. Bowles' sermon last night, of kind of the idea of the two ways of living, and hopefully it shows us that we need to be going. There is only two ways, and we need to be going God's way. And that example I'd like to look at is in 1 Samuel 15, and it's between Saul and Samuel. And I'm going to start in verse 22, but it's Saul was sent out to do a job, and he comes back, and God's very displeased with him, and Samuel confronts him, and we'll start in verse 22 here of 1 Samuel 15. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord so great delight?" Or maybe I should back up a little. Let's go back to 20. And Saul said unto Samuel, "Yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord hath sent me, and hath brought me Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." Here's Saul. He just said there, "I've obeyed. I've done what God has asked." But by the end of that verse, he says, "I've got the king here with me, and I've destroyed all the Amalekites." Something's wrong with the picture, isn't there? You know, did he destroy them all? Was he obedient? He thought he was. Are we that way? Do we think we're obedient, and yet we only half do it? Like Saul was there. Here he has this king. He says, "I brought this guy back with me, but yet I destroyed all the Amalekites." See, you sort of have to laugh when you really think, and you think, but yet, how often are we like that? We think we've obeyed, and yet we really haven't. And then into 21, "But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal." Like, they thought they were doing God a great honor by bringing these things back. They thought they were being obedient, thought they were doing what was right, doing right in their own eyes. That is not God's way, doing what is right in our own eyes. We need to be following God's way. And then Samuel said, "Hath the Lord so great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken to that of the fat of rams." We need to be, as Mr. Bowles last night, there's only the two trees. And here Saul was following the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was choosing for himself what was right and what was wrong. He was told what was right to do, and he didn't do it. And I'd like to turn back over to Matthew 7:21 too. Mr. Bowles covered a lot of this last night. And here in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father." You know, Saul's not going to be there. He said, Lord, Lord, I've done your will. You know, I did it. But did he? No, he didn't. And here Christ says that you're not going to be there. He was not going to be there. And if we do the same thing, we don't obey and follow God's way rather than the way, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we won't be there either. In Acts, the apostles were told, don't preach God's word here. You know, get out of here. Don't teach it. And yet they said we ought to, when they came back again, the Pharisees came back, and the Sadducees, the people that had kicked them out of the town, came back and found them teaching again. And they said, well, we're going to obey God, not you. We're to obey man, or God rather than man. We're not going to follow you people, no matter what happens. And then the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They obeyed even to being thrown in the furnace. They said, we'll obey God rather than you men, no matter what. They weren't going to follow men. They said, we will die first, but yet God brought them through because they obeyed. We should be here to obey God and to learn His way. As Mr. Bowles says, that way of the tree, the tree of life. We should be learning to live, take of that tree this feast, to more than ever we have in our life before, because time could be very short. And so, as we're commanded to take up an offering. We'll turn back over to Deuteronomy 16. We're going to be obedient today. We're here, hopefully, because we're being obedient to God's law, to keep this feast, and especially this first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. But we will go read Deuteronomy 16 and start in 16. But he shall not... Deuteronomy 16 rather than 17, get back over here. And three seasons in the year shall all your males appear before the Lord in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. We are here at that time, the Feast of Tabernacles. We're here obeying God's command here that we're to come together. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. And every man shall give as he is able. We should have counted what we're able to give. And we are commanded to give that offering. It's not that God needs what we have. All you have to do is look around outside here. You say the deer are running around, the trees are growing, the sun's shining, we've had some rain this morning to keep things growing. Everything that God provided it all for us. Does he really need this offering? No, but he has commanded us to do it, and we should be obedient. And so we are here now. We are going to take up an offering, and hopefully everybody and all of us will be obedient today and the rest of the feast, and for the rest of our lives, continue to be more obedient to God's way. And while the offering is being taken up, we will have special offertory music. It's Psalm 46, God is our refuge and our strength, and it will be sung by Mrs. Sylvia Duke, and the words were by King David, and the music accompaniment will be by Mr. Jonathan Bowles.